DECA News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 26, Johannesburg 24, Mbombela 20, Tzaneen 22 degrees. The Gauteng Education Department has instructed all schools to suspend the sale of food within and around school premises until further notice. This follows an increase in incidents of foodborne illnesses, including the death of six children last month after eating snacks from a spaza shop in Soweto. The department spokesperson, Steve Mabona.
Schools and SGBs are instructed to closely monitor and regulate vendors, tuck shops and other outlets that sell food to learners. No expired or repackaged food items are sold to learners. Any individual or business selling food to learners must comply with necessary regulations.
Now, at the same time, the Provincial Health Department is warning establishments not to sell medication without a license to residents. The department spokesperson, Mola Talamadiba, says according to law, only licensed pharmacies and registered healthcare professionals are authorized to sell or disperse medicines in South Africa.
We're urging the public to report such incidents with the South African Health Products Regulatory Authority, SAHPRA, which is the duly constituted body to can be able to handle this. The number that they can use is the 012-015-5465.
The city of Johannesburg has condemned Eskom's intentions to interrupt its electricity supply, describing this move as unjust and counterproductive. The power utility has threatened to start interrupting power to the metro and city power due to its 4.9 billion rand debt. This excludes the current account of a further 1.4 billion rand, which is due at the end of this month. In the latest political news, EFF leader Julius Malema's claim that while former President Jacob Zuma was looking to establish a political party, Dali Mpofu proposed dissolving the EFF and uniting behind Zuma. Yesterday, Mpofu became the latest senior member of the Red Berets to leave the party and join Zuma's MK party. Mpofu served as the EFF's national chairperson, confirmed that he helped establish MK a year ago. During a podcast, Malema said Mpofu made this proposal at a year end.
There was a meeting of the opposition parties held by Zuma. Dali went to make a presentation of a paper in that first meeting where he said the EFF must close down with the other parties and then form something under Zuma's leadership. Floyd is the one who was leading the discussion. Who said, no ways, it's not going to happen.
And we end off with news abroad. A devastating wildfire raging across Southern California's Ventura County has forced over 14,000 residents to evacuate as fierce winds and dry conditions fuel the flames. About 3,500 homes and businesses are under threat. Ventura County Fire Captain Trevor Johnson says over 800 firefighters and 58 fire engines are battling the blaze.
With a fire of this magnitude, there's so much going on at once that you can't handle every issue. So what we do and what we train to do is prioritize what's important, what's valuable, and what difference can we make on the ground. And I believe throughout the operational period we've done just that. And what is valuable is the people of Ventura County, the people traveling through our county, and their homes, their property, and their well-being.
I'm Chanel September net vir die hoofnuus. Die eer die Gautengse Onderwysdepartement het alle skole opdrag gegee om tot verdere kennisgewing die verkope van kos op en rondom skoolterreine op te skort.
'N waardevolle storie daai. Gerda het ook 9 uur vir ons gebring. 4 minute oor 10 op die Workzone Jacaranda FM. As jy nou net by ons ingeskakel het, Chanel September is in die stoel. Mag ek die aap uit die mou laat? Ag, ons het soveel geheime, julle. So Chanel is from the Western Cape. So earlier today, I ran a story of Journalist of the Year. You've been a recipient of one of those awards.
I have, Vodacom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So wat het deel het jy gewen? Ek gryp nou hier na my notas.
Hectic. I won a few years ago, I think it was 2014, 2015, so it was quite a while back.
Sure.
Young journalist, the radio category, and it was for a story that I did. An horrific story, but I think the way I told the story was what captured the judges. And it was about this boy on a farm